At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On today's show, we'll tell you why the Eagles should have lost by more to the 49ers.
Yeah, roll the intro.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
Huge show today, but first,
oh yeah,
a huge announcement.
Big
news, people. We just released our first ever holiday Christmas single. There you go. Yeah.
Move over, Mariah Carey and Wham. You're done.
Yeah, the song is called Jalen Bells. It's absolutely perfect. It's an updated version of Jingle Bells because, you know, let's face it, Jingle Bells is just super old and boring.
Yeah, it sucks. Our version's way better.
Yeah, anyway, you can go watch the music video now for Jalen Bells. It's on YouTube, and the song will soon be on Spotify and, of course, at the top of the Billboard charts very soon.
We're going to number one. All the other songs are number two, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, anyway, to today's show, a lot to get to. You know, we're going to explain what really happened in that 49ers so-called win over the Eagles. But also, our guest today, we got a former offensive lineman. Is there any reason that we keep having offensive linemen on this show? Confusing.
Yeah, it's because our booker sucks at his job.
Yeah, just like our guest, you know, he's a guy with the single worst podcast title in the history of podcasts. It's called Jeff Schwartz is Smarter Than You.
Yeah, and spoiler alert, he's not.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Jeff Schwartz is coming on the show. And, you know, Tony, his brother Mitchell Schwartz used to block for Mahomes. And so we're going to ask him how glad his brother must be to see Mahomes totally sucking now.
Yeah, he's running around the field like a turkey with his dick cut off.
Yeah, well said. Anyway, before we get to that, it's time for an ad from our good friends at KB Toys. Have you done your holiday shopping yet? Well, if not, you better get moving, you lazy fuck.
Yeah. The other day, my Aunt Marie's boyfriend, Nunzio, told me he was gonna buy her some toys for Christmas. And I said, wow, she's gonna be so excited to see all those toys under her tree. And then he said, she'll be even more excited when the toys are under her skirt. And then I said, you know what? Let's just keep going.
Yeah, we'll hear about that one later anyway. Yeah, go
exactly.
to kbtoys.com. Enter the promo code FUSCO to get 0.01% off your first order of $800 or more. You get free shipping on all orders delivered just in time for Christmas 2024. All right. Well, that's a great deal for you people out there.
Another check in the mail.
Let's get into some bigger deals in our top story.
Top story.
All right, the top story. You know, all these people out there, morons, you know, as predicted, they're going
so
on
stupid.
And on about how the 49ers beat the Eagles 42-19. And they think that's, you know, some sort of big deal or something because, as I said, they're idiots. But that reaction just shows how little these morons actually know about football. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yeah, it's called strategy. The Eagles clearly lost to the 49ers because they wanted to give them a false sense of confidence.
Yep.
That way, when the 49ers face the Eagles again in the playoffs, they'll think they won't have to prepare.
Yep.
Personally, I don't think the Eagles lost by enough points. 23? That's nothing.
Yep.
I'd feel much more comfortable if they would have lost by about 55 or even 60. You know, just to really throw the Niners off their game.
Terrific analysis, Tony. And you know, the other story from game, much bigger story, Eagles security guard and Philadelphia legend, Big Dom DeSandro, carelessly thrown out of the game.
For
getting into, you know, a tiny little scuffle or whatnot with the 49ers linebacker Dre Greenlaw. Now, Tony, you know, this is clearly why, when you break it down, why Jalen Hurts did not look his best. I mean, we've established he was clearly trying to lose the game on purpose. We all know that. But, you know, this had to play a factor.
Totally. You know, the quarterback is basically the president of the team.
Yep.
And the security guard is basically his secret service. Well,
yep.
Would you take the secret service away from the president?
No. Nope.
Not unless you wanted the country to go down in flames and China to take over. But that's exactly what the NFL did.
Yep.
When they removed that security guard, they not only put Jalen Hurts in peril, they endangered democracy as we know it.
Just terrific perspective there, Tony. And now to another frustrating story. After the Cowboys beat the Seahawks on Thursday night, Cowboys fans, they've been saying that Dallas finally beat a team with a winning record.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Tony, that is just totally false, isn't it?
Absolutely. They only believe that because Cowboys fans are always stuck living in the past.
Yep.
Sure, the Seahawks were 6-5 when they entered the game, but you have to live in the present. And right now, the Seahawks are 6-6, a 500, mediocre, pitiful, and frankly, easily beatable team.
Yep.
I mean, what are Cowboys fans going to say next? That when they beat the Jets were a winning team because they won a Super Bowl back in 1969? You got to be realistic here.
Great points all around, Tony. And speaking of the
Jets,
Zach Wilson was asked to resume being the team starter. And reportedly, he initially refused out of fear that he would be injured. Now, many people are calling Zach Wilson a total pussy, and they're right. But there's a serious issue at play here, isn't there, Tony?
Unfortunately, yes. You know, we know people can suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, but Zach Wilson is clearly suffering from post-traumatic Jets disorder.
Yep.
This is a serious mental health issue we see with quarterbacks who had the misfortune of getting signed by the Jets.
Yep.
Once they've played for the Jets, they're never the same again. Sam Darnold.
Yep.
Joe Flacco.
Yep.
Mark Sanchez.
Yep.
Tim Tebow.
Yep.
Well, Tim Tebow sucked before that, but you get my point.
Great historical perspective there, Tony.
Thank you.
Now turning to college football, outrage after undefeated Florida State was left out of the college football playoff in favor of one loss and the perennial assholes, Alabama. Now, many are saying that FSU got left out because they were down to their third-string quarterback, but Tony, those people, they just don't get it, do they?
No, we've seen time and time before When a team's QB gets injured, the team gets better.
Yep.
Nick Foles.
Yep.
Cardale Jones with Ohio State.
Yep.
Others I can't think of right now. But yeah. Clearly, what happens is that when the QB gets injured, everyone on the team knows they have to play harder.
Yep.
Frankly, I think it would be a smart strategy for teams to deliberately injure their QBs just so the team has a better chance of winning.
Such terrific analysis, Tony. I mean, you know, if I'm Michigan right now, I would seriously consider injuring J.J. McCarthy. I mean, they're barely passing the ball as is. Might as well, you know, just get the momentum going by giving him the old galooly or something.
Totally. Great point there.
Anyway, this was almost our top story. Of course, we're talking about the NBA in-season tournament, which is
so good.
Actually making the regular season look somewhat interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, not that interesting, but, you know, somewhat. You know, anyway, yeah. Tony, this could have a huge ripple effect on other sports, couldn't it?
Absolutely. If I'm Roger Goodell, I'm thinking long and hard about following the NBA's lead and having an NFL in-season tournament.
Yep.
At the end of the season, everyone is injured. That's why the Super Bowl is usually unfair and misleading, like last year.
Yep.
In fact, when you think about it, it makes more sense to put the playoffs at the start of the season when everybody's healthy. That way, you know who the best whole team really is.
So true, Tony. And finally, we have to take moment to briefly discuss the demise of the Pac-12 conference.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
You know, Tony, a lot of people out there, they seem sad or even shocked to see the Pac-12 gone, but we're not, are we?
No. I mean, if you want people to watch a sport, the one thing you need before anything is those people to be awake.
Yep.
Most Pac-12 games kicked off at 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Who was the target audience? Meth heads? Vampires? Hawaiians?
Yep.
You know, several studies have shown that if a football game is on during the hours in which people are awake, that game has a much better chance of getting watched. So, there you go.
Such terrific analysis all around there, Tony. And
we'll
bring up some of this stuff with our guest here. So let's go ahead and bring him on the Fusco satellite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy, returning to the show for some reason we can't explain anyway. He spent 8 seasons in the league playing offensive lineman for the Panthers, Vikings, Chiefs, when they weren't that good. Anyway, 7th round pick out of Oregon, was recently ranked by Big Game Boomer as one of the top 100 college football media personalities. But they put him at number 32, so, you know, kind of mediocre.
Still anyway. Mediocre, yeah. Yep.
Anyway, as we already told you, here's the single worst podcast title in the whole world. It's called Jeff Schwartz is Smarter Than You. So that leads to our first question, Jeff. Who listens to your show? 7th graders?
And 8th graders, 9th graders. I got to say, guys, I didn't see you on any Big Game Boomer list. So I must be better than you guys if I can make a list.
Well, we told them ahead of time, keep us off your list.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
We had to excuse ourselves due to being number one for 8 straight years.
Yes, so, exactly.
Of course, yes. Everyone, listen to my podcast. Be my guest. Any age. Preferably, as you mentioned, 7th graders are best. Yes.
It's actually below the reading comprehension. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm glad I have 2 listeners and you guys. I need those numbers. Thank you.
Yeah, your listenership just doubled. There you go. Anyway, all right, first up, let's get into this. Yeah. You know, a lot of people, they're making a big deal over the Eagles losing to the 49ers by 23 points. But that's because they don't understand strategy, Jeff. You know, what you want to do, as you know, you want to give the other team a false sense of confidence.
Exactly.
So when you face them again in the playoffs, they think they don't need to prepare. Don't you agree that it was smart of the Eagles to completely tank that game on purpose?
yeah, that's one way you want to spin it. I will say this. It's been a tough stretch. It will continue to be a tough stretch for the Eagles. I understand sort of the mental, physical part of the second half of that game, just after playing the Chiefs and the Bills in overtime. And the Niners have been waiting for this game for a year now, right? They've wanted to win this game and prove that last year was some sort of fluke, which I don't think it was. And so the Niners are ready for this game. The emotional part of it, the physical part of it was tough to overcome. And look, in a rematch, the loser, in my opinion, has the advantage because they can make the changes physically. They can make the changes schematically. But that doesn't mean that they tanked this game. They wanted to win this game. But if they win this game, they would have won. They would have almost guaranteed themselves the one seed. They would have been 3 games up on the
Niners. Wait. You just completely reversed on yourself there.
Yeah.
You have schizophrenia or something? You're arguing with yourself?
I'm arguing with myself. I said in a rematch, it favors the loser. That doesn't mean that you should lose games to favor a rematch. You might not play this team again. Are you guaranteed a spot in the NFC Championship game?
Yes.
You know that already? Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You got the script from the NFL script showed up in your office already?
No. Oh. You need a script because you're getting lost with your ideas there. You know, you argue it again.
It's just all over.
Just make sure you guys win this weekend, though. If you lose this weekend, it might all come crumbling down.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Please. By the way, here's the script for you.
If you saw the news, did you see Mike McCarthy just came down with appendicitis? Don't you think this is more poor clock management from McCarthy? You know, like, you got to get that appendix out before
he should have taken out the appendicitis back in August.
Well, is this the same theory, though, that he's purposely taking this game to play you guys again in the playoffs? His body's just doing it for him?
Yeah, he's scared.
Scared. His appendix is scared of showing up?
Yes, that's why it burst. It exploded. He looked at the schedule and was like, oh, shit, we got the Eagles this week. Oh. Yeah. Then he went to the hospital.
Is that the noise he made when it exploded?
Yeah. He said, yeah. Wait, is Aaron Rodgers my quarterback? Oh, no, it's Dak. And then hospital. Yeah. Yep. It would do that to anybody.
Cowboys are playing well, though. Yo, better watch out, man.
You better watch out.
Play well. The refs had to help them beat the Seahawks. They haven't beaten a 500 team yet.
That is very fair. That's the thing with the Cowboys, right? Is that they have to prove it against a team with a winning record, right? They got blasted by the Niners, lost the Eagles.
There you
If the Cowboys can't win this one, then there's no belief, in my opinion, on them at all in the postseason. This is set up perfectly. Eagles, again, have played three really tough games. Cowboys have it. They're on rest. I will tell you guys, they kind of screwed the Eagles. They gave the Eagles an opponent.
What else is new?
They give the Niners 10 days to prepare for you guys and the Cowboys 10 days to prepare for the Eagles. I'm with you guys there. I'm with you.
See that, Paulie?
It reeks of conspiracy. You know, exactly. You're on to something here because, you know, Roger Goodell, he wants to ban the tush push. Don't you think this is proof that the NFL is clearly biased against the Eagles?
Yeah.
I'm with you on this one. I don't think it's conspiracy.
There you go.
I don't think they should ban it. It's a skill play for the Eagles. The Eagles have mastered this skill of running this play, and they shouldn't ban it because no one else can do it correctly or no one else can stop it. The Eagles have figured out a way to sort of game the system. If another team ran a play that was so good it couldn't be stopped, would they ban it? No.
Exactly. This is what leads me back to you. If Jeff Schwartz is so smart, according to you, why didn't you come up with the tush push? You're an offensive lineman.
I'm not smart enough for that, man. I'll tell you that.
The truth comes out.
It's a Sirianni special, man. It's a great idea. It's worked really well. You know what? The guy who makes it work is Jason Kelce. His ability to get low and kind of drive on his all fours and move forward and allow Hurts. I'll give you the one thing that I think also makes it work really well too is Jalen Hurts. If you watch him, doesn't go right away. Sure, he's lost 600 pounds. Yeah, first time anyone's ever told you that before, I bet. So I'm smarter than you guys. He takes a snap and he sort of waits a split second and then he goes. So he sort of waits for his offensive lineman to move forward a little bit and he sort of rides on their back as he gets pushed. A lot of quarterbacks take that snap and just go right now. And when they do that, they kind of lose their momentum. They hit the offensive lineman. So Hurts does a good job of that. And he squats 600 pounds. So
are an expert in this because you have played with your fair share of inept quarterbacks who don't know how to play football.
I have.
Yeah.
Jimmy Clausen.
Yeah.
Christian
Ponder.
I have not played my entire career with the best of quarterbacks. But we made a playoffs with Christian Ponder. So that was a good year there. Jimmy Clausen year was bad. I'll tell you that. It wasn't good.
You know, did you ever ponder when you were playing with him? Like, why should I bother blocking for this guy? He sucks so bad.
Hey, man, my job is to block. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. If you guys want to play quarterback behind me, I block for you guys too. I would hate it.
Okay.
I would generally hate it.
Okay, was there ever a quarterback, who you just, had an ole, let him get hit? And again, was that guy Jimmy Clausen?
Yeah.
It was not Jimmy Clausen. It's my I can't get people. I get fired if people get hit. I want to keep my job. I want to make my money, man. I want to keep my job. I'm not letting anyone go by me like that. Not on purpose. It's happened, though. Not on purpose, though.
Okay. Well, that was a strategic miss by you because, if you replaced about every quarterback you played for, they'd probably play better. Anyway.
Yep,
okay. Exactly. Let's move to your brother. Talking about struggling quarterbacks, your brother, Mitchell Schwartz, right? He used to block for Mahomes. Now you see Mahomes just playing like absolute trash garbage.
Dog shit.
Hold
on. Let me just get to my question, okay?
Yeah.
Has your brother called you and said anything like, hey, look at that loser, can't win without me, talentless, totally sucks now, anything like that?
He has not called me to use those terms about the Chiefs offense.
No?
I think you're the first person ever say those things about Patrick Mahomes. Congratulations there.
Thank you.
It's not the best right now, but I think they'll figure it out. They'll beat Eagles again in the Super Bowl in a rematch. I'll tell you that.
What do you mean again? The Eagles offense outscored the Chiefs offense.
Eagles won.
In that terms, Mahomes did not win the Super Bowl.
Mahomes got
outscored by Jalen Hurts.
Okay, so the final score was what? 35-31 to 38, exactly. 35.
Now you're getting
this is where you're using those smarts.
We're helping make
have.
Jeff Schwartz smarter. There you go.
So the so it's 30, it was 35, 31. You add the seven other points on the fumble. Now you get
no.
the score. Oh, those points don't count?
Offense to offense, apples to apples.
I've seen first graders with a better grasp on math than you.
Unbelievable. Let's
you
just
guys,
move
I,
along.
I come on here and you guys insult me this entire time. I'm trying to be nice to you guys, and this is what I get.
You started with the whole Jeff Schwartz smarter than you.
I am smarter than you guys. I know that. It's very clear.
See?
Oh, I see. You want to test smarts. All right. Let's talk science, Jeff.
Science here.
Zach Wilson, he reportedly didn't want to resume starting for the Jets out of fear of being injured, okay? Now, we know people can suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, but do you think Zach Wilson is suffering from post-traumatic Jets disorder?
Yes. This is actually the best explanation I've heard about what's happening there right now. The Jets, think about this. They had Zach Wilson as their starter. He wasn't playing well. They benched him and didn't make him second. They made him third string. So they said, you know what? You're
exactly.
so bad, you can't even play. And the guy they put in there for 2 weeks, they just straight out cut that kid, got rid of him,
yes.
and put Zach in complete dysfunction. Unserious franchise.
Yeah, they gave him PTJD, and then now they want to put him back in?
I mean, it's almost as ridiculous as having Jimmy Clausen as your starting quarterback.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes. Jared, yeah, that you know what? That's a good comparison. I'll give you that one, yes. I'm coming around to you guys a little bit. Maybe.
Hey, there you go.
Okay, all right. Hold on. So, you know, that site, whatever it was, ranked you number 32 or whatever.
Yeah, Puma
something. The college. So let's just talk college football. Maybe you'll be a little better at that, okay?
You
know, there's outrage after Florida State didn't make it into their, playoff there because the QB's injured. But don't these idiots out there know that when your QB gets injured, your team actually plays better because everyone knows they have to step up. You know, you saw this with the Foles, you know, Cardale Jones, other people.
Other guys, too.
The only two examples.
Couldn't we argue that teams should actually deliberately injure their quarterbacks, you know, and that would help inspire the team?
Yeah.
So you think that the Eagles should purposely injure your quarterback to inspire the team? Is that what we're going with here?
Yeah. You know, maybe if you weren't trying so hard to block, you'd have a Super Bowl ring right now.
Exactly.
This is why I'm smarter than you guys. You come up with these terrible things about football, these terrible ideas, and try to pass them off as real actual things that
really?
I don't appreciate this. Yeah, no one should.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess we had a
terrible idea. I'll give you a great idea, and that's kicking your ass off the show.
Guess what? Jeff Schwartz. The Schwartz isn't with you because you're off the show. Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, if there's one thing he's going to have to go change is that podcast title.
Yeah, it should be You're Smarter Than Jeff Schwartz.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, let's not let him ruin what was otherwise a terrific show. Of course, we want to thank our good friends at KB Toys.
Oh, you kidding me?
If it's anybody who's definitely not smarter than anybody, producer Jay, what?
Yeah, what do you want?
Corrections.
What?
What? Hurry up.
You said that Jalen Hurts was in danger after the NFL removed security guard Dom DeSandro.
Yeah, bro. Scary.
Frightening, bro.
You do realize there were other security guards on the field. He wasn't in danger.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what you're going to be in? My incinerator.
Yeah. You know what, Dom? Never should have been removed. Your dad's condom. Oh, you're done. He's finished. Let's get out of here.
No.
What?
You said most Pac-12 football games started at 12:30 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, bro. Super late.
Way too late, bro.
That's a bit of an exaggeration. The latest those games started was 10:30 p.m.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what's also going to be a Pac-12? The pack of wolves I send to eat you.
Yeah. And you know what's also getting a very late start? Your puberty. Oh, you're done. Thank you. Let's get out of here.
Nope. You said the NFL playoffs should take place at the start of the season.
Yeah, bro. Everyone's healthy.
Level playing field, bro.
But then there would be no point in playing the rest of the season. That's a terrible idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what has a point? The knife I'm going to jam into your back.
Yeah, And you know what else was a terrible idea? When your dad didn't pull out. Boom! You're done. Great. Let's one get out of here. He
you know
shit.
Who I will
he's
definitely
shocking.
Not pull out for next week. Just booked on this show.
Who?
Super Bowl legend, Eagles hero Nick Foles will be joining
wow.
us.
Wow!
Hey, don't
great
forget.
News.
Go to our merch store. Buy all the merch.
Buy all the merch
subscribe,
for Christmas and the holidays.
Us. And hey, get our new single. Go watch it. Jalen Bells, a special
yeah.
holiday single. And
download
in the meantime,
it.
Great job, Tony.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.